USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada, died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Despite an overwhelming majority of House Republicans voting to impeach Paxton in May, only two of the 18 Republican senators voted to convict Paxton after the facts were presented. The two senators who voted to convict, Kelly Hancock and Robert Nichols, don't face re-election until 2026. After the trial was over, Patrick slammed the impeachment proceedings, calling it a waste of time and money, and said he would order a state audit into the costs. It's guesstimated tens of thousands of people marched in Manhattan, New York City, New York yesterday, calling for an end to fossil fuels. Demonstrators for a variety of groups held signs naming President Biden and calling for the federal government to take bold action on the theory of climate change. The protest comes as the start of the Climate Week in New York City, which take place in partnership with the United Nations General Assembly. The UN General Assembly starts this week. USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up 40 days of consistency. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Police in New York City are investigating another fentanyl-related death, this time at a daycare center, and ended up getting the owner charged with murder.
The owner of a daycare center in the Bronx and her neighbor being charged with murder after a one-year-old boy died from possible fentanyl exposure. Three other children at this facility treated at the hospital. Both women now facing 11 charges, including depraved indifference murder, assault, and child endangerment after the horrific incident. New York City police detectives finding almost a kilo of fentanyl in the building, along with other drug paraphernalia used to combine fentanyl with other drugs like cocaine and heroin. I'm Laura Winters.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phases of their lives.
He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care. Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. I'm Dave Collins.
Authorities in Pennsylvania launched a search last night for nine people who escaped a juvenile detention facility following a riot. The Pennsylvania State Police and other agencies are searching for the nine juveniles who escaped from Abraxas Academy around 8 p.m. local time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.